minutes of November 10th of 2022.
Second.
Made by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Coleman. If there's no objection, the proposed motion minutes are adopted by consensus. Next is the adoption of Unalaska Crab Inc. Resolution 2023-01, authorizing the president of the corporation to sign the regional landing requirement relief framework agreement. May I have a motion and a second to adopt UCI Resolution 2023-01?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-01.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Coleman. City Manager, to introduce, please.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So the regional landing requirements were included in the crab rationalization program under the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council to provide certain communities in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands with protection from adverse economic consequences which result when changes are made in crab delivery and processing locations. This is the annual renewal of the regional landing requirement framework agreement, which sets out the terms and conditions under which an exemption for the landing requirements can be negotiated. So Unalaska Crab Incorporated has entered into a similar agreement every year for the last 10 years, except last year when there was no crab season. Other than entity name and date changes, there's been no changes to the framework agreement from prior versions. And if council has any specific questions, we do have the city's fisheries consultant available on Zoom to answer any particular questions you might have.
Thank you. Council, questions and discussions? Councilman Robinson or Vice Mayor Robinson, you got any question?
Nothing here. Nope, nothing here.
Mr. Mayor?
No questions here, thank you.
Councilman Nicholson?
No questions at this time, thank you.
Now I reinstate the motion authorizing Resolution 2023-01, authorizing the president of the corporation to sign the regional landing requirement relief framework agreement. Madam Clerk, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Certainly, Mr. Tungle. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Tutikoff?
Yes.
Resolution passes 7-0. Now we have come to the end of the agenda of Unalaska Crab Inc. and completed all businesses. This meeting is adjourned at, 6:09 p.m. I hear it hard enough, I guess.
'Thank you, Councilman Luby. If I wouldn't mind, just to make it official, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Councilman Tungle as Mayor Pro Tem.
Second that.
Okay. Can I get a roll call vote on that, please?
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
We have a quorum. The mayor and all the council are present. Councilman Robinson and Councilman Nicholson and the mayor are online. Can you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recognition of visitors. We got some a lot of new faces. I want to recognize Cameron Dean from the planning department, the new director, Patricia Saul, finance director, and Carol Antonio, the new police officer. We're going to be swearing in. Next is the city clerk will administer the oath of office to our finance director, Patricia Saul, and then the police officer right after. Ms. Saul, you can please come forward. There you go.
I, Patricia Soul, do solemnly swear that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of the Director of Finance for the City of Unalaska in true accord with the Constitution of the United States of America, the laws of the States of Alaska, and the Code of Ordinances of the City of Alaska, Unalaska. I take this oath freely without the least equivocation, mental reservation, or self-evasion of mind whatsoever.
Bill Sims, come forward and start a hold.
No, sir. The city clerk would have to administer the oath, and then we'll do the badge pinning afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
I do solemnly swear to obey the lawful order of my superior officers, to abide by the law of enforcement professional code of ethics, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the State of Alaska, and to observe and uphold the laws of the United States, the State of Alaska, and the City of Unalaska. I accept as a condition of continued employment as a police officer the requirement to at all times abide by the rules and regulations of the City of Unalaska and the Unalaska Department of Public Safety. I affirm my allegiance to the people of the City of Unalaska who have appointed me as a guardian of their lives and property. I take this oath knowing full well the responsibility of my office, and I promise to act at all times with integrity, honesty, and honor as a law enforcement officer. So help me God.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'd like to
introduce you to Officer Carol Antonio. She came to us in 2001, started with us as a corrections officer, did an excellent job with us. In September, she went through the testing process and was promoted to police officer. I now pronounce her a police officer with the department. She's here with the support of her family, wishing her good endeavors in her future career with the agency. Now I'm going to have her husband, Celilo Antonio, administer the badge pinning, kind of a role reversal. Carol served as a faithful military wife for 20 years while he was in the Army. So now the role's reversed. Now he's going to be starting her off in her new career as police officer. I present to you Celilo Antonio, pinning on the badge. All right, thank you.
Congratulations. Next is the adoption of agenda. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Luby and seconded by Councilman Coleman. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the agenda is adopted. Next is to approve the minutes of a previous meeting. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of the September 12 meeting?
I move to approve minutes from September 12, 2023.
I'll second.
Motion made by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. Now, next is the city manager's report. I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So my written report was in your packet and contained updates and information on 13 various topics. I won't go over those again since they were in the written report. I will let you know, in addition to that written report, we are on track to present the FY22 audit, the ACFR, to council on October 10th is our tentative date, and the auditors think that's a doable date. So October 10th for that. And as the Mayor Pro Tem has already recognized, our two new directors in attendance, but we are very pleased to have our new Finance Director, Patricia Soule, and our new Planning Director, Cameron Dean, on board. It's nice to have those empty spots filled, and we're expecting Kim Hankins, our new Police Chief, to begin on October 9th. And that's all I have for you, unless you have any questions.
Questions? Councilman Coleman?
Fireworks. So it says here that in order to save some money for the two shows, that you would bring out the fireworks all together. And where are you going to hold explosives?
I believe what that meant was referring to is he would do one trip in the lower 48 to get the fireworks for both shows. I don't know yet if they're going to be actually stored out here. Is our fire chief has stepped out. He's the one who would know that answer. But I can find that out for you and get back to you.
Okay.
Anybody else have questions? Councilman Robinson?
Nothing here.
Councilman Nicholson?
No questions. Thank you.
Mayor Tutyakov?
Yes.
No questions. Thank you.
Hearing no more questions, we'll move to the community input and announcement. This is a time for a member of the public to provide information to council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Everyone get 3 minutes, and council will not engage in dialogue.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem. This is Roger Blakely, Parks, Culture, and Recreation. On starting a new program on Monday, it's called After School Archery. So on Monday from 3:30 to 4:30, on Mondays, you can come out and shoot a bow and arrow in the gym. And this will go on until we get to December. And in on December 18th through the 23rd, we have the archery camp and then tournament. So this would be a good way for you to get really good at shooting the bow and arrow and then win the tournament, win prizes, and, you know, have fun. Basketball started last night. Games will be on the weekend. Chris told me this morning we have 100 children registered, which is really good. So we're looking forward to that. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Hello, I'm Lynn Crane, USAVE. I want to remind you of the Unalaska Interagency Cooperative Meeting, which happens monthly. This month it's happening on Thursday the 28th at noon at the Unalaska Public Library. I'm also excited to share that we have brought Dustin Morris of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Alaska chapter to town. He's going to participate in our dinner this coming Friday, but in the meantime, he's doing some workshops around town. He's meeting with Teen Council tonight. He's doing two workshops for teens tomorrow afternoon at PCR. He's doing a workshop for the elders at the Senior Center on Thursday, doing workshops for UCSD teachers and faculty Thursday night, and he's doing two workshops here Friday during the day. I also want to remind you of our Make a Difference Dinner for Suicide Prevention and Awareness. That's this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Unalaska High School Small Gym. There'll be a lot of tables with some of our community partners. It's a fun event about a serious topic. The food is really good. It's free. We hope you'll come. It's really important that our community youth see our leaders there, know that you take it seriously. Also want to mention that Saturday, September 30th is Orange Shirt Day, which is the National Day of Remembrance for Indigenous Boarding Schools. This began as a day to bring attention to the damage that residential school system did to Indigenous children, lifeways, and cultures. Beginning in the late 1800s, the U.S. government and various church groups began establishing boarding or residential schools for American Indian and Alaska Native children. The first boarding school in Alaska was established in 1878 by Presbyterian missionaries, and in the decades that followed, boarding schools opened across Alaska. The Alaska Native Heritage Center has located over 100 residential schools in Alaska, a number that continues to grow. Alaska Native children were also taken from their homeland to schools across the U.S. The first step to healing and reconciliation is truth. Orange Shirt Day is a chance to remember those lost to the residential school system, to honor the survivors, and to remember that every child matters. To recognize Orange Shirt Day, we are working with the Kalawangan tribe to host a free screening of the documentary Unspoken, America's Native American Boarding Schools. That is this Saturday, September 30 at 6 p.m. at the Library Community Room. That is free, and we will have snacky snacks, 581-1500, if you have questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council members. Natalie Kale with the Unalashka Corporation. I'm also a director for OCCP, and just wanted to, I'm in town, wanted to just give an update. First, I'm in town with Jeff Estes, who's with the EPA. Unalashka Corporation got a $1 million ANCSA cleanup grant, and the site that we'll be cleaning up is Building 551. The reason for Jeff's visit is what we're trying to do is paint a picture, a long-term reuse plan for the entire community. There will be additional grant funding that will be rolling out. And if everybody recalls, Senator Murkowski was out here with the EPA, so they really have targeted Unalaska, but in a good way. So Jeff is out here taking photographs, putting this bigger picture together. He will be meeting with members from the city and also the tribe, so the trilateral, so that we can. I know that the city received a $2 million assessment grant. No, $500,000. OC received a $2 million assessment grant. So what we don't want to do is duplicate efforts, and we really want to focus on working together as a trilateral so that we can pick areas and start development, whichever entity that may be. And then I wanted to provide an update on OCCP. Last Thursday, we had a meeting with ADA, and if the council recalls, and if you read the monthly updates, part of the funding is a $5 million loan from AEA and a $20 million loan from ADA. We were supposed to be on the agenda for both AEA and ADA. ADA's agenda was to take action on the approval by AEA, but AEA neglected to put us on the agenda. So now, October 25th, we will be on both agendas again, hopefully. That is a bridge loan, if you will, to get us to the DOE funding. And we did just receive a letter from DOE with an invitation to move to the due diligence phase. And that may not sound like much to the council members, but what it is they've essentially done the due diligence before actually inviting us to due diligence. So a lot of the hard questions, the majority of the hard questions have already been posed to us and answered. They do say in their letter it's not the commitment that we're seeking, but they also put in the letter they do not issue these invitations lightly. So really the update is we're still continuing to move in the right direction with funding. And at this point, there's no reason to, everything's going in the right direction. I'll just leave it at that. No commitment, but we're getting there. So, and I'm happy to answer any questions, but otherwise, thank you.
Any question for Natalie? Thank you, Natalie. Anyone else present wish to speak?
I do. So our general municipal election is on October 3rd, and you'll see the sample ballot in front of you. The polls open at 8 a.m. and is open until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Election Day. And on Friday, we'll be doing the Canvas Committee meeting here at City Hall. That's at 10 a.m. on October 6th.
So anybody traveling before that time, they can go absentee or early voting at the City Hall, right?
Correct. So early and absentee voting is ongoing until October 2nd. So if they are already out of town, they can apply for an absentee ballot via email, via fax, or by mail if they're not in town. So please contact our office at 907-581-1251.
Anybody else? Mr. Kelty, go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and members of the council. For the record, my name is Frank Kelty. Just wanted to give a short update. Last week we had the groundfish plant team meet in Seattle, and we have some fairly good news for the upcoming 2024 fishing seasons. At the meeting that they had last week, they made the recommendations for OFL and ABC. The TAC, which is the total allowable catch, will be set at the December meeting, but some of the preliminary information looks really good. On pollock, the overfishing limit increased from 3.3 million metric tons to 4.6 million metric tons. The ABC, which is the allowable biological catch, went from 1.9 million metric tons to almost 2.3 million metric tons. Codfish, Pacific cod for Bering Sea, went down slightly by about 4,000 metric tons on the ABC amount, and about 6,000 down on the OFL. A lot of the other species for sole and perch and mackerel, those type of species that are mostly harvested by the SC fleet, those species are all looking either slightly up or status quo. So I think I would expect with these preliminary numbers for the ABC and OFL that we'd, for pollock, we'd be at least at what the TAF that we had for last year, which is 1.3 million metric tons, possibly a little bit more. But the problem is on the TAC, we have a cap of 2 million metric tons. So you have to fit all the other fisheries allocations have to fit underneath that cap. So there's a lot of negotiations that goes on with industry types at the December meeting. The other last thing that I have is that on October 5th or possibly October 6th at the North Pacific Council, we'll get the official word on crab seasons that will open on October 15th. We're hopeful that we'll have a Tanner crab fisheries and possibly a Red Creek crab, but it's, like I said, it's not going to be official until the North Pacific Council takes action on Thursday or Friday, October 5th or 6th in Anchorage. But we're hopeful that we'll have at least some small crab fisheries starting on October 15th. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kelty. City Clerk, were there other written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or on the phone wish to speak?
No other participants. Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. Now we'll move to the next public comment on agenda items. This is the time for the members of the public to provide information to council regarding items on the agenda. They don't want to wait until the items comes up on the regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Everyone got 3 minutes, and council will not engage in dialogue. Does anyone wish to speak? Hearing none, city clerk, were written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or on the phone wish to speak?
No comments were submitted, Mayor Pro Tem.
Hearing none, we'll move to the next agenda. Public hearing, members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. And there's a 3 minute time limit per person. Please come to the podium and state your name. The public hearing is now open for Ordinance 2023-09, amending an Alaska Code Ordinance, Title 3 Personal, Chapter 3.52.010, Personal Leave Accrual Plan. Does anyone present wish to speak? City Clerk, were written comments submitted, or anyone on Zoom or the phone wish to speak?
No, sir.
Hearing none, the public hearing is now closed. Now we'll move to the regular agenda. Person wishing to speak on a regular agenda items must sign up with the clerk, 3 minute time limit per person. Stop. Unfinished businesses. Ordinance 2023-09, second reading, amending an Alaska Code of Ordinance, Title 3 Personal, Chapter 3.52.010, Personal Leave Accrual Plan. May I have a motion and a second to adopt ordinance 2023-09?
Move to adopt ordinance 2023-09.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Bell. Now, City Manager, to introduce, please.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So this ordinance will amend our employee personal leave accrual plan, allowing returning former employees to receive credit for prior terms of full-time service with the city. They'll receive the credit only as it relates to leave accrual rates. The first reading of the ordinance was held on September 12th, and council voted to schedule the ordinance for public hearing and second reading this evening. If adopted, the change will apply to all employees, and the change will only apply moving forward, meaning past accrual rates or past personal leave cash-ins won't be affected. And there are some financial implications. This change will provide more leave for some employees, potentially increasing leave cash-in requests, which is a direct financial impact. Also, while an employee is on leave, other employees may be appointed to an acting status, which increases their wage by 10% during the acting period. So there are some financial implications, but not significant. And staff recommends adoption.
Council discussion. Vice Mayor Robinson.
I support passage of this.
Councilman Nicholson.
I will be in support of this ordinance. Thank you.
Mayor Tutiakov. Anybody present discussion? City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Once again, the motion is Ordinance 2023-09, second reading, amending an Alaska Code of Ordinance Title 3 Personnel, Chapter 3.52.010. Personal leave accrual plan. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ordinance passes 6-0. Next is the new business. Ordinance 2023-10, creating amendment number 1 to the fiscal year 2024 budget, appropriating $252,224 from the general fund to create the emergency cliff face stabilization at Ballyhoo Road project, recognizing local support revenue of $13,090.59 in the general fund and increasing the PCR operating budget by $13,090.59 for the senior exchange exercise program, and accepting State of Alaska Department of Health HEC grant for $78,500 to fund EMS equipment upgrades and data sharing capabilities with the IFHS clinic. May I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2023-10 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on October 10, 2023.
Okay. I'll move to introduce Ordinance 2023-10 and schedule it for second reading public hearing on October 10, 2023.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. City Manager, to introduce, please.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So there are three elements to this budget amendment that you've read already. Two of the elements are simply accepting grant funding from external sources. The first is a grant from APIA to pay for an instructor for the senior exercise class that is held at PCR twice a week. And the second is accepting a grant from the State Department of Health to fund EMS equipment upgrades and to enhance data sharing capabilities between fire and EMS and the IFHS clinic. So those two are money coming in to the city. The third element is appropriating $252,224 from the general fund to fund the emergency cliff face stabilization project on Ballyhoo Road. There's quite a bit of information in the council packet about the need to shore up this rock face. Staff is working with both R&M consultants and Southeast Road Builders on this project, which is contemplated in two phases. Phase one, which has a price tag of about $75,000, will include hand scaling to remove loose rock and potential hazards without any aggressive action. After that hand scaling is done, R&M will come back. Well, they'll be here already, and will assess the rock overhang to determine if any further work needs to be done to secure that rock face. And if needed, that'll be phase two, which may include blasting, and the price tag on that is about $76,000. And then R&M is going to be on hand throughout both phase one and two to provide geotechnical expertise and hazard removal assessment. The estimate from R&M is $47,600, and we've added in an additional $7,200 that we already incurred with R&M earlier in the year just to have all of the costs within the project. And then we've added a 30% contingency on the phase one and phase two costs. So adding that all together brings us to the $252,224 requesting for the budget amendment. This is money coming from the general fund, and it'll be a ports project just because of the location of it, but it essentially doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the Ports and Harbors Department other than the location of the rock. And we're here to answer any questions. I've got Scott Brown ready to, our Public Works Director, to answer any questions you might have.
Discussion. Councilman Bell.
My comments are going to be towards the cliff face stabilization. And I don't know, my conversation may be relevant here, but it's my time on the mic. What I'm having a real hard time getting over with this whole thing is the whole concept or idea that someone could put a building in harm's way and then turn around and sue the city or hold the city liable when that harm damages their building. As we're all aware of, and for the record, the city manager did seek legal counsel to find out or to research what has happened previously with the lawsuits that have gone on there, or the lawsuit that did happen on the previous damage to that building. The memo that came back, you know, obviously with the attorney's opinions were clear as mud and somewhat contradictory to what's in the city manager's report. That being said, my sole concern here is that moving forward, that actions are not taken or a path is not chosen that would mitigate a precedent here that would make the city wholly responsible for any future damage. It could set a bad precedent for the rest of the city and for that particular property itself. It's not a matter of when or if, you know, there's a mudslide or a rock slide. It's a matter of when. That being said, I hope that the city manager would move forward in a diligent and educated manner, and I will begrudgingly support this ordinance.
Anybody else? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I was just thinking, so in the lease agreement with Petro, when does their lease expire, and can that be renegotiated? Where they're, you know, it looked like they were supposed to have written something in the lease agreement on the liability because they built outside of the parameters that they were approved to build. Do you know?
I believe the lease is up within the next 5 years. It was a very long-term lease that was entered into in 1990, and Petro exercised both 10-year options. And so I think in the next few years, that's coming up for renewal, to answer the first part of your question. And the lease is not as specific as one would like it to be as to the liability of the rock face. And that's the reason there was the case went to court and was eventually mediated.
Okay. So I guess I would hope that we could move in that direction anyway to kind of resolve that with them, the liability issue.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
Mr. Robinson has raised his hand. Councilman Coleman.
Shake it up a bit. I want to go briefly to the for the fire department. The grant, congratulations. It's great to see effort made to bring in outside funding for this. But my question is about the software. That the communications between $40,000 for data sharing. I'm curious what is currently used, and is this just basically being able to convey patient information at the time of transfer to what our clinic currently has, or is this a whole new upgrade that everybody is going through?
All right, I'm going to call up our fire chief, Ben Knowles, to respond to that. Thank you, Ben.
Good evening. Yes, so currently we don't have a dedicated server at the clinic to properly transfer patient data. With the new mobile integrated healthcare piece that we're trying to implement, along with the tablets that you'll see, I believe that right below that $9,500, the idea is that we need to have a dedicated server to basically integrate with the clinic to adequately share patient data from mobile clinics that we're going to do with their Epic. We currently have nothing in place for that, and so it's just a rudimentary piece of paper that we hand over, and so that's what that's for. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
There's a question earlier. Maybe it's time to address it now, if it's okay, about the fireworks bringing at the same time. Is that okay, City Manager, to address it while he's here?
You're the chair, sir.
Yep. I think it's while you're there, I think the question, can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. This was off the city manager report. But the question was, on the report, it talked about consolidating shipping for the two fireworks shows, and I was of concern that we were bringing explosives out here and holding them for 7 months. Is that the case, or is that a misinterpretation?
No, that's correct. And we actually did that last year as well.
So we have a place that we can just obviously just secure and store?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
And that's not the wash bay?
That is not the wash bay. It is near the wash bay. It is not at the wash bay. It is on public works property, and per the BATF rules, we don't disclose which container that is. We do have a dedicated container, and it does follow all the Title 13 rules.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Councilman or Vice Mayor Robinson?
Yeah, I guess my only comment was on the rock face, and that I think it's where we dropped the ball on the previous one is we didn't set in place and negotiate who does what when. We're faced with the situation, and I support this ordinance, but I also request that the city manager start that process to define who is responsible for what. Thank you.
Councilman Nicholson?
No comments at this time.
City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide the public comment?
No, sir.
I'll reinstate the motion. Ordinance 2023-10, creating budget amendment number 1 to the fiscal year 2024 budget, appropriating $252,224 from the general fund to create an emergency cliff face stabilization at Ballyhoo Road project, recognizing local support revenue of $13,090.59 in the general fund, and increasing the PCR operating budget by $13,090.59 of the senior exercise program, and accepting State of Alaska Department of Health HEC grant for $78,500 to the EMS equipment upgrades and data sharing capabilities with the IFHS clinic. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
The ordinance passes 6-0. With this vote, Council has introduced Ordinance 2023-10 and scheduled it for public hearing and second reading on October 10, 2023. Now we go to the Council directive to the City Manager. There are any directive, I need a motion and a second and a roll call vote. Hearing none. Community input and announcement. This is the final opportunity to provide information to Council or to make announcement. 3-minute time limit applies. City Clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or on the phone wish to speak?
No, sir.
Having completed all items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 6:49. Good night, Unalaska.